So you said the president has been very clear here in his goals and intent. Our polling shows the American people aren't persuaded in the same way you are. Let me run through some of the things he said on the Hormuz Strait. At the outset of the war, March 3rd, he said the Navy would begin escorting tankers. No matter what, the U.S. will ensure the free flow of energy to the world. March 9th, he said he was still thinking about taking it over. March 15th, he said it was someone else's problem. Our allies would take care of it. Maybe we shouldn't even be there. We don't need it. We have a lot of oil. 6 days later, he threatened online the U.S. would attack Iran's power plants if it didn't open the strait within 48 hours. March 26th, he went back to blaming allies, saying he's disappointed in NATO.
Margaret, in conflict,
and then he announced a two-week ceasefire, saying Iran had agreed to open the strait. I'm not done, because yesterday he said that CENTCOM announced they're sending two ships to set the conditions for clearing mines. This morning, he said the Navy's going to start blockading the strait and interdict ships. Is that the final answer? I mean, can you see here why the public doesn't think
that the president has
a clear strategy?
Your adversary has a vote in this, too, and they have a position at two, which there were just negotiations.
Yesterday. They changed with the
just day. Just yesterday, there were negotiations, and literally, Iran had an opportunity just yesterday to say to the world, we're not going to pursue a nuclear weapon.